ignorance, by its definition, is the opposite of intentional. Isn't that amazing? Intentional means aware. Unintentional, ignorant, means unaware. So this is the first thing to realize about anyone and everyone who is being ignorant right now that we have to deal with. They literally don't know what they're doing. And they don't know that they are doing it. And yes, we are all responsible to know what we're doing, right? You can't just say, oh, I was ignorant. I was unaware. And so you have no responsibility. Of course you have responsibility. But nevertheless, everyone who is ignorant is ignorant. The very reason why we get upset with people, we say, is because of their ignorance. Well, if we know that it's ignorance, we also must remind ourselves that ignorance is the same exact thing, inseparable from unawareness. So how can you be angry with someone who has confused awareness with unawareness, right with wrong? And also, how can you be angry with someone who is doing something that they don't want to be doing? Because do you really think that ignorant people want to be ignorant? No one wants to be ignorant. We know that from ourselves. We don't want to be ignorant. We want to be smart. We want to be capable. We want to be competent. Right? So no one wants to be ignorant. So consequently, whenever you do see someone who is ignorant, whenever you have to deal with someone who is ignorant, know for a fact and without a doubt that they are in a condition that they don't want to be in. They are confused. And even if they seem very confident, they're scared. And they're conflicted. And they have confused right with wrong. And kindness with harshness. And once you know this reality, I'm not even going to say once you think about it like this, but once you know this reality from yourself, every time you've been ignorant, you know for a fact that you've never, ever intentionally been ignorant. And that every time you were ignorant, you were in a state that you yourself did not want to be in. The harm you cause to others is the least of your worries when you're ignorant, right? You have much bigger problems. The problem being that you don't know who you are, where you are, what you're doing. And so you can't hate anyone. You can't be angry with anyone who is in this sorry state, right? If anything, ignorant people should receive your pity, not your anger. And I will immediately follow that up with that pity is absolutely no good either. But it is better than anger, if you have to think about it that way. I'm not against crutches. I'm not someone who thinks that we should either be imperfect or perfect. I do think that crutches, so long as they are always used for improvement and not to say, okay, well, it's better than this and that's good enough. But if it's used for improvement, I'm all for crutches, okay? If I can get myself away from anger, I will do that by any means necessary. And if that is pity, then I will use pity. It's better than anger. And once I'm with pity, I will say, how, by any means necessary, can I get away from pity? And so on and so forth, right? But the first response to ignorance is always anger. And so let us remind ourselves of the fundamental truth, fact of ignorance, that it is unwilling. It is an unwilling state. It is a conflicted state. And it's an unconscious state. And someone who is doing something that they themselves don't want to be doing and who's deeply confused and afraid and conflicted is not someone who deserves our anger, but if anything, if you have to feel anything, deserves your pity. And as soon as you pity someone, if you are not completely dead within yourself, right, which in that case, someone else's ignorance is the least of your problems, you will immediately feel compassion with someone whom you pity, right? Anyone who's pitiable is in a state where you want to help them because you see that you yourself are often in that pitiable state. You would not be able to recognize a pitiable state if you hadn't been in it yourself before. And as soon as we see someone else deal with something that we have been in before and we know was, a pitiable, confused, unhappy state of being, we want to help them, right? And that doesn't mean that you have to go and help someone who's being ignorant. You leave them alone. Never, ever argue with an angry person. And never, ever argue with an ignorant person, especially in the moment when it's happening, right? Just go within yourself and remember this truth that ignorance does not at all deserve your anger, that in fact, to respond to ignorance with anger is ignorance itself. Whenever we respond to ignorance with anger, we are being ignorant. Because we're forgetting, we're being silly, we're being ignorant of the fundamental nature of ignorance, which is unawareness, which is confusion, which is fear, being afraid. And it's inhuman to be angry with someone who is afraid, who's confused, who doesn't know any better. Okay. And so that's number one. That's the first thing to remember, to get yourself from a state of, to get yourself out of the state of anger with these facts that you remind yourself of. The second step, in my opinion, is this, that this person who is clearly confused and afraid and doesn't even know right from wrong and doesn't really know what they're doing, certainly does not know who you are. This person is in ignorance, in the grips of ignorance. They don't even know who they themselves are. They certainly don't know who you are. They don't know the real you. They might know your name. They might know your position in a group, in a place. They might take guesses at your age, at your ethnicity, whatever it may be. But you are not your age. You are not your body. You are not your name. You are not your perceived nationality. So whenever someone attacks you, or whenever someone says anything about you, really, they're literally not attacking you because they don't know who you are. And so whenever someone talks about us, says anything about us, and that goes for so-called good things too, when someone compliments us, when someone flatters us, when someone says we're so smart and so competent and so whatever, they're not really talking about us. They're talking about the illusion of a person that they have themselves assembled in their own heads and which is highly, highly, highly subjective and therefore untrue in many cases. So number one, when someone is attacking you, they're ignorant, and ignorance does not deserve your anger because to respond to ignorance with anger is ignorance itself. So if you don't want to be ignorant, you get yourself away from anger as quickly and as far as you can. And number two, the ignorant person who's attacking you or dealing with you in any way is not actually attacking you because they don't know who you are. Most of us don't even know who we ourselves are. And so how can we be offended? How can we be attacked? Someone can attack you physically. That's very true and very real. And you protect yourself physically, whatever you need to do. But you are not your body. So as soon as you're out of that situation in which you are being attacked, which, like I said, at most could only be physically, As soon as you're out of that physical attack, you're done. It's over. You're out. It's over. There's not, you're not in it anymore. So if you keep thinking about it, then you are just in your head. You are just in your own illusion and delusion. And now you are being ignorant. So if you truly despise ignorance in the sense that you want to have nothing to do with it, look within yourself. Always look at yourself. Say, why does this affect me? Why does this bother me? Let me examine my opinions. Let me examine my beliefs of right and wrong, true and false. And you will always come out benefiting yourself out of that pursuit. But notice how you never benefit yourself when you think about other people, just like those ignorant people do. You never benefit yourself when you attack someone else, even if it's because that other person attacked you first. Never, ever has it been, nor could it ever be of any benefit to you. And reason tells you this. I'm not telling you this. You yourself know this, and you experience it every time. But we give in to anger because we think anger is necessary, because it gives us the motivation and the drive to do something against ignorant people. Truth and goodness and beauty does not need your defending. Truth would not be truth if it needed your defense. Truth would not be truth if someone could attack it and destroy it or even put a scratch in it. That's not truth then. True truth is that which cannot be harmed or saved or defended. So don't have any illusions about, oh, I need to defend truth. This person is against truth. They're attacking truth. They can't attack truth. They can think they attack truth. Let them do that. It's just an illusion. It's just a delusion. Truth is in no danger ever. Truth is within you. And so why focus on others?